The Walker brothers, the sun ain't going to shine anymore. And it is an honour and a privilege to say that with us today on the show, one of the brothers, John Walker. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
I am so good. If it was any better, I don't think I could stick it.
Oh, dear.
Although John Walker's not your real name.
Well, no. My real name is Moss, but I've spent my whole life having that name mispronounced and all the rest of it, and I started using the name Walker when I was about 16.
And why? Just because you were part of a band, or had decided?
Yeah, well, I had my own band. Actually, I had my first band when I was 16. And I don't know, somehow the name John Moss didn't sound like a guitar player. So John Walker kind of stuck.
And you grew up in California, in sunny, beautiful California, with the likes of the Beach Boys, David Marks, and you taught them to play guitar, is that right?
Yes, I did. David was my first pupil, and he lived across the street from Carl Wilson. Mm-hmm. And Carl, he's the guitar player in the Beach Boys, and he played a little bit, and so I started teaching him too, and then eventually, you know, of course, the Beach Boys formed, and Carl remained my student, I think, until they had their second hit record.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Were you telling people, that's my boy, that's my student?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, it was just, I never thought of that. But the funny part about it is, when you listen to the guitar solo on Surfing USA, that is pretty much the way, you know, sort of something I basically taught him.
That's brilliant. So it could have been yours, and should have been yours.
Well, not really.
It should have been me.
No, it should have been them.
No, come on. You're being much too magnanimous now.
No. They were doing surf music. I was never a surf person.
At the age of 16, you were in a band, though. Where could you play when you were 16?
Well, colleges. Mm. I played in high school to start with, and then used to play we had high school dances, and then...
But you couldn't play bars or clubs.
No. I started playing bars and clubs when I was about... Actually, I was doing it when I was 19, and I had a fairly decent ID. Let's put it that way.
ID.
Well,
yeah, that's illegal, John.
Yes, I know that.
That's what you're trying to tell us. It was illegal.
Yes, it was illegal. But the thing was, I was a good boy and didn't do any of that nasty drinking in the bars. But what I did do is I played in the bars.
Yeah,
had a good time.
How did you end up in the UK? Because I can vaguely remember that the Walker Brothers, although you were American, you seemed to spend a lot of time in the UK and were almost regarded as a British act.
Well, basically what happened, when we were playing in Gazzari's, we had a different drummer then. His name was Tiny Schneider. And it was Scott, Tiny, and myself.
What a great name for a drummer.
Yeah.
Tiny Schneider on the snare.
But here's the deal.
Yep.
Tiny weighed about 250.
Wow, so Tiny wasn't. It was irony.
Tiny was not tiny.
No.
And the 250 was in his right foot. He had the baddest bass drum in the world. Anyway, so what happened was Gary had been over with P.J. Proby. And we knew Gary because he was in the Standells, which was another band that played Hollywood. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of guys that played Hollywood, and Gary was one of them. Mm-hmm. And he came into Gazzari's one night, and he said, "You guys need to go to England because it's all happening over there. And, you know, it might work out for you." Because we were like a pretty much a hard rock band. We played a lot of R&B and rock and roll stuff. And
yet, if we listen to those songs, like "The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore," "Make It Easy on Yourself," "My Ship Is Coming In," you wouldn't imagine that.
No. That actually came about the night before we came to England. We finished, it was about 2 days before we came to England. We recorded "Love Her." And that became the sort of Walker Brothers thing, as it were. Mm-hmm. And...
became romantic.
Yeah.
Almost overnight.
It was just like
a touch of
the old fairy dust. You know, I don't know.
Really?
Anyway, it just, it was an idea that the fellow that was producing us had. We made that record. We listened to it and thought, wow, that's really great. Both Scott and I actually liked the B-side better, but that was beside the point. We're only the artists.
Yeah.
And the thing was, the company in America, Mercury Records, sent, when they heard we were coming over to England, because we were basically coming over to have a little look around and visit and all that kind of thing.
But was that partly because of the huge invasion of the charts in America by British acts?
Well, yeah, we wanted to know what was going on. Mm. You know, so because we were pretty much locked into playing in America, so we figured if we go to the UK, we'll be on top of everything. But the thing was, the record company here, when they heard "Love Her," they wanted to release it here. And they said, "Well, if you guys are going to stay for a while, we'd like to put this out, do some promotion, and see what happens." And, well, it went in the charts. So...
Great.
And you're not going to leave, you know. getting hit records is not exactly the easiest thing in the world to do. So, I mean,
so when you've got them, hang on to them.
Well, sure. We were successful here. There was no point in going back to California.
Absolutely. Although the band did split, but then got back together again. And when you reformed in the mid-70s, you released this tune, one of my favorite tunes. I just love this song. Have you got a couple of minutes, John? Can we
sure.
play a quick snatch of No Regrets and then come back and chat a bit more?
Yeah, you can. I've got plenty of time, so whatever you want to do.
Fantastic. John Walker of the Walker Brothers. And we'll talk more after this, the big hit from the mid-70s from the Walker Brothers. This is No Regrets.
I know you're leaving, it's too long overdue. I don't want you back. We'd only cry.
No Regrets, the Walker Brothers. John Walker speaking to us today. John, this is such a great song. Did you believe that when you recorded this, it was all going to happen all over again?
Not really. We knew it was a great song, but to be honest with you, it's about 6 minutes long. So that doesn't make it very radio friendly. We were just like wondering if anybody was going to play it all.
But they did.
I know. Wasn't that wonderful?
It was. And you, but your bit comes up near the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My favorite bit, your best bit, we'll hang on for that, don't you worry. We're
going to okay.
push that back up. But when the band split, what did you think? Did you think we can all have solo careers here, or we can just walk away and forget about it?
Well, I think, I don't know what Scott and Gary thought. I wanted to continue playing and you know, playing live and doing things like that, because I really enjoy that. And, of course, making records is good. That's always a challenge.
Hmm. And didn't you record some stuff by yourself?
Yeah, I had a couple singles out, and yes. I had a couple of hits, and I made an album that didn't do too badly. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know what to do after that, so I went back to California for a while.
And then you decided more recently to go back to it again. Why?
Well, you know, I was talking to Dave D about this, and once you get the bug, it never really goes away.
Whatever happened to the others, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch?
Oh, they're still going strong. They get
they
together.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they get together and they do, you know, well, Dave's, I think, is going to Germany today, and he's usually, you know, out with he's playing with the boys somewhere. They're always doing something.
Hang on, John, hang on. This is you playing the guitar. Boost that up. Pump it up. That's great. That's you on guitar, isn't it?
No.
No? Hold up. Stop everything. How come that's not you?
Because it's Alan Parker.
Alan Parker from the Alan Parker Project.
That's him.
Why did you let him come in and play guitar on your song?
Because Alan Parker was, at that point, probably one of the best guitar players in the UK.
You're being too modest.
No,
you could have
not.
Done that better than him.
Oh, I don't think so.
I always thought that was flawed, John.
Oh,
when
I'm
I heard
sorry
it, I thought that's flawed. John Walker would have done that so much better.
Well, I do it when I'll tell you what. I do play an interesting version of that solo when we do live work.
I don't want you back. We'd only cry.
Oh, that is just great. Sorry, John, that's a great tune. I lost you there for a moment.
Okay.
You still there?
I'm here.
Good man. Lost you for a second. So, you're back recording. You've done an album called You.
Now this
that was a few years ago, wasn't it?
No, You was in 2000, and this one's called Just For You.
Beg your pardon. So, it's always for someone else?
Well, yeah, it's for you.
And you're doing the Solid 60s tour.
Yes, I am. I'll
Fantastic.
Be out there in living color, having a great time.
And the band that you've got, don't tell me you've got Tiny Schneider back again.
No, well, Tiny's on the album.
Okay, that's
and,
good.
And the Dakotas back me on this tour.
As in Billy J. Kramer?
Yeah.
That's great.
They're a great band. And, you know, they backed me on the 2004 tour, and you know, it all worked out really good, and so we're all looking forward to this one.
But on the album now, this Just For You album, you've got Tiny Schneider, who you started with. You've
yes.
got your wife performing, and is it your sister?
Yep.
What is this, just give jobs to the family?
Well, you know, I mean, we have to keep it all in the family.
Absolutely. And is Cynthia with you? Is she touring with you?
Yeah, she is. She's going to do some background vocals and things for me on this on the tour this year.
That's fantastic. Things seem to be going really, really well. Did you imagine that when you came back to the UK that you would be received so fondly?
No, to be honest with you, absolutely not, because I was really concerned about a lot of things. One of them was I hadn't performed live for 25 years. That was a terrible thought.
How did you feel about it, though?
I was scared to death. I mean, I walked, you could have knocked me over with a feather. And it was, you know, it's like you, everything that you could think could possibly go wrong didn't go wrong, but I thought everything would.
Yes.
And the other thing I was concerned with, you know, it's like a lot of people are very fond of the Walker Brothers, but that's sort of like all of us. And I was going to be there by myself. And I thought, well, are they going to be disappointed because the rest of the guys aren't here or what? And the funny part about it was by the time I got done, everything was fine. So there you go.
That's fantastic. I'm glad things are going so well for you. It's lovely to speak to you, and it's great for us to relive those memories, make it easy on yourself, no regrets. I tell you what, we'll finish with a track from your brand new album. The album, as you said, is called Just For You. This track is called The Road. John Walker, a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure.
We wish you well with the album and with the tour and with the Solid Silver 60s tour.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, now. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Look at that.